school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we wind down the week on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Seem to be having a little bit of trouble with the website in the merging between Google Plus and the website. Thanks, Google. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up on your home computer. It's going to come to your mobile phone, but it's going to come via text. It's not an application. With this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does that cuts them out from the rest of the herd, they're going to tell you, unbidden, based upon your locale, all of the things that are happening around you that you can't possibly imagine, that there is no way to plan for. The blizzard, the earthquake, flash flood, tornado, terrorist attack. You're going to find out about this. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I have asked you many times to become activists. And, you know, it may be, it's one thing for me to tell you to do something or to advise you to do something. I'm going to give you an example because I'm about to become active. In my state, this past Tuesday, while we were on the air, I got a call from the state Senate Judiciary Chairman, who is also my state senator. I'm in his district. I have supported him in the past. When a lot of people, I know it isn't. A lot of people didn't want to support him in the last thing up. And the He ran on this thing. His name is Senator Larry Martin, by the way. You're going to hear a lot about him. He ran on this. He's not a lawyer. And he was set to become the first Senate Judiciary Chairman that wasn't a lawyer. Now, what do a lot of people say about Congress? Too many lawyers. Right? He's run as every man. You know, he's just regular Joe, just a regular guy, looking out there for the regular Joe, the regular guy. While deep down, he's just a status quo sop. Now, in the run-up to this vote on Tuesday, I talked to several people. I know one gentleman that is a specialist at unseating incumbents. He worked with Lee Atwater in the Reagan campaign, and then he served in the Reagan administration for quite a few years. And I was talking to him about this, and the whole thing was, you know, I'm not going to get anywhere threatening him. I'm not going to get anywhere. I need to work with him within the system. Okay. I try a little cajoling. But in the phone call that happened during the air, while we were on the air, when he was on his way into the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, which was about Senate Bill 115, flawed to a certain degree, although it was workable, it could have been amended, it could have been reshaped, basically permitless carry and open carry within the state of South Carolina. In the state of South Carolina, to get a concealed carry permit, you have to withstand an 8-hour class. You will shoot 50 rounds. You're not. You are not training. What you're doing is you're finding out and you're tested exhaustively. Exhaustively on where you can't carry a gun. Then you go shoot 50 rounds at a silhouette the size of a Sasquatch. At 7 feet. You have to get them all in the black. I imagine some people that might be sight impaired or blind might have a problem hitting it. Or if you're facing the other way. Or if you have an inner ear problem. There's a few, precious few ways you can't qualify. All right. I have seen people there that have never shot a gun before. They sit there the whole time while they're shooting their 50 rounds with their knees locked. As soon as the last round is fired, they pass out. I've seen people there with guns that were more gun than they'd ever fired in their life because they'd never fired a gun in their life. And they develop fear of a gun because some slick gun salesman told them, this is what you need. So, long story short, the concealed weapons permit class, no matter how good the instructor is, and I've been lucky enough to work with two very good ones, Bill Roberts and Mike Lau, you're not coming away from that as a pistolero. The other thing is that South Carolina is the fifth most dangerous state in the United States today. The average, I believe the violent crime average nationwide is 412 violent acts per 100,000 people. In South Carolina, it's 558. And we are a shall-issue state as far as concealed carry permits are concerned. So, in that phone call, just to give you a little bit of a setup, in that phone call, I simply asked him, Senator, if you would, please do not kill the bill until you and I get a chance to sit down. And then he went in there, and he and 17 others, some of them Republicans, some of them Democrats. He is a Republican. They killed the bill. And in a email that was one of his constituents sent him an email asking him to pass it. In his reply, he stated, if the Second Amendment has been as you interpret it, why hasn't SC law reflected that for the past 140 years? But I'm sorry, but you are describing an unlimited right that has never been the case with the Second Amendment. My view on the Second Amendment has always been the right to own guns and keep them in our homes, business, and property, and not to wear a gun whenever or wherever you pleased. I have a problem with that statement. The fact that South Carolina has done nothing with this over the past 140 years, are we electing elected officials just to go in and mind the store? Are we electing them to do something? Are we electing them to cut through the minutiae? Are we electing them to maintain the welfare of our state and, you know, inadvertently maintaining the welfare of the citizens of the state? And just because it hasn't been done in the last 140 years, is there any particular reason now that we have ascended to the fifth most dangerous state in the nation, is there any particular reason why we shouldn't look at that and say, what can we do to safeguard our citizens better? That statement, why hasn't SC law reflected for the last 140 years, is a cop-out. That's him saying, I'm not going to do anything special. Going against what he said he was going to do. When he was set up to be in charge of the Senate judiciary, he was going to change it. Because he was coming in from a non-lawyer standpoint. I was going to get into the common sense stuff. We'll continue with my little diatribe when we get back. Because I've only just begun. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I have to confess, I'm about to go on a personal vendetta. In my state, yes, at the beginning of the third hour, I will do that shout-out, Hendon. In my state, we considered permitless carry. And it got shot down. Out of 22 state senators in the South Carolina State Senate Judiciary Committee, only four voted for it. And I want to mention their names, Shane Martin, Lee Bright, Tom Corbin, and Katrina Sheely. And I thank them for reading for reading the Second Amendment. Now, Senator Martin states that, and I've had a few conversations with him on the phone before, and this is a guy who does not know how to think out of the box. All right. He believes that all of the court hearings out there that have ever been convened and had a solution concerning the carrying of weapons is what you go by. When I have told him the concealed carry permit is unconstitutional, he has told me no, it isn't, because of certain circuit court rulings. He is personally offended at the idea that someone in South Carolina would be able to carry a gun openly and not be in law enforcement. So, let me read to you this statement he wrote to a constituent who urged, and read that to be somebody that voted for him, like me, like, you know, he was a fool like me. And I openly admit it, and I apologize for it, and I guarantee you I'm going to rectify it. But the guy I supported in his last election stated, if the Second Amendment has been as you interpret it, why hasn't South Carolina law reflected that for the last 140 years. I'm sorry, but you are describing an unlimited right that has never been the case with the Second Amendment. My view of the Second Amendment has always been the right to own guns and keep them in our homes, business, and property, and not to wear a gun whenever to wherever I pleased. Now, I've already addressed why hasn't South Carolina law reflected that over the last 140 years. South Carolina, for those of you out there that look at South Carolina and say, ooh, very red state, let me recalibrate you just for a little bit, okay? South Carolina is not a leader out there. Within, in the upstate of South Carolina where I'm at, very conservative. Down around the coastline, it's sort of conservative and sort of power hungry. In the Midlands, where all of government is concentrated, it is a goulash of so many converging views. The only Democratic representative in the U.S. House comes from the Midlands, and that's James Clyburn. And believe me, he is entrenched in his district like a tick. He will die as a representative in the U.S. House. We are not all that in a bag of chips. And, I mean, I'm really thinking about moving. Because I can do this show anywhere. All I have to do is move just across the border. I can move across the border to Georgia. Then I could carry in Georgia. Or I can move across the border into North Carolina. Maybe Tennessee. I'm not real sure what I'm going to do just yet. I am considering all options. He states, I'm sorry, but you're describing an unlimited right that has never been the case with the Second Amendment. Well, you know what? The Supreme Court has said it is. It is an individual right that shall not be infringed, which sort of sounds unlimited to me. The Founding Fathers intended for you to have a weapon of the same quality, caliber, and capability as any military you might face within our borders, including our own. That sort of sounds unlimited. That's what they intended. Not the world of Senator Larry Martin. Last but not least, he states, my view of the Second Amendment has always been the right to own guns and keep them in our homes, business, and property, and not wear a gun whenever to wherever I pleased. If you were any further out in left field, you'd be in the parking lot across the road at a subway station, Senator. And here's the other thing. For any representative or senator out there, you guys got to get off of this mindset. Oh, it is? Well, it isn't on my end. let's see if what happens if I refresh that. Still isn't. Anyway. You got to get off of this tip to where we elect you to do our thinking for us. I don't need you to tell me my opinion. I don't need you to tell me what to decide or what to think. I elect you to go do my bidding or to do the closest you can to it. I elect you to be either a stopgap to something that's going on or to be something that moves the marker forward. At this point, I'm going to admit it to you, but at this point, I have been instrumental in my own little way in his last election, supporting a guy who supports the Second Amendment, but who has no idea what the Second Amendment means, who apparently does have, and if you know what, if he doesn't know about the Second Amendment, does he know about the others? And I'm ashamed. I am ashamed of that. But there's a problem with me when I get out there and I feel betrayed. Now, I'm not going to throw on the plate carrier. I'm not headed to Columbia all tooled up or anything else. I'm going to, and I've been told by quite a few operators out there who I respect their opinions regarding politics in South Carolina, and I know exactly what they are about. I've been told that, you know, this is going to be a very tough road to hoe. The bill itself would be a very tough road to hoe with the makeup of that Judiciary Committee. The only chance I think it would have would be to get into the General Committee, which the more savvy guys do. And I need to have a chat with the sponsor of that bill and maybe try to point a few things out to him. But having said all of that, because I have this deep sense of betrayal and embarrassment, in the sense, ideologically, I am going to tool up. I am going to put on the ideological plate carrier, and I'm getting ready to take it to them. I spoke with Larry Pratt about it yesterday. He's all in. The only politicians that don't fear Larry Pratt are stupid. They are stupid. And I've got a declaration for you, South Carolina. When we get back. And then I'm going to move on with the show. It is an aberration that I have to talk about this in this state. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm afraid of America.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Okay. Last two segments, I have been ranting about this senator who hasn't got a clue. I've been ranting about this senator who's decided that although he has been elected and gotten support from his district, that he's the sharpest knife in the drawer and he's going to know better. And it doesn't matter what's constitutional. It only matters how he interprets the Constitution. Be interesting to see how he interprets the Bible. What are we going to do about it? I have asked you many times to get active locally. Because that's the only, nothing's going to happen right now. Even with Ed Markey, Ed Markey's going to get laughed out of town. The idea that he's going to get out there with these smart guns and put something, a regime in place that destroys an entire industry, nobody's going to go for that. Nobody's going to go for that. Not in an election year, not ever. So, what we have to look out for is what's happening in the states. Now, nothing bad happened in this state. We just didn't take a step forward. And we had an opportunity to take a step forward. Like I said, the bill as it was written was a little flawed. But a bill, when it is a bill and not a law, can be altered while it's being considered. Now, if there's 18 senators in the in South Carolina that do, and this is what it boils down to, South Carolina, if you're listening. And you know what? I'm going to isolate this whole hour, and I'm going to put it up on social media. And I'm going to put it in the groups that are all over South Carolina. So if you're not listening right now, you will be later, or you will have the chance to later. What they're telling you is they don't trust you with a gun, period. They don't trust you with a gun unless you go and get on a list for a concealed carry permit. It is not a right in South Carolina. It is a privilege that they allow. So, and I heard some of the arguments. I heard one, I spoke with one senator that voted for it, and I heard the arguments that he made to them, and it fell on deaf ears. So, after all of this time that I've been begging and pleading with you to become active within your local area, if none of you have heeded that advice, well, then I'm going to give you an example, because I'm going to be the one to start it. I have gotten the backing of Gun Owners of America. They are all in, as I've already stated. I've already started today by emailing one radio station, which has the biggest signal in the upstate. I'm going to go to the Midlands, and then I'm going to go down to the coast. If they will help me with the airtime, then I'm going to bring it to them. And what I'm doing is I'm going to the biggest local outlets in each one of these regions that have gigantic signals. So I'm going to cover the state at least for X amount of time. I'm going to get the databases of the voters that voted in the last election that my senator sat for. And they're going to get a little postcard from Gun Owners of America saying, hey, what? Hey, check this out. Hey, you know, your senator doesn't trust you to carry a gun unless you get permission. It's okay for you to own one, but he doesn't think you should be able to carry one either. I'm sure that the concealed carry permit that you go and get permission for, he's for that, begrudgingly. And we're going to see how much noise we can bring. When you're learning how to patrol, okay, a lot of patrol teaching in the military is taught at night, because night is really when you're going to, night movement, if you can master night movement, you got it. That's 90% of what's going on. If you can come out of the dark at your enemy, it is a psychologically devastating event. And when you're approaching your objective, you're observing noise discipline, light discipline. Everybody in that patrol has got to be razor sharp, because you're not talking. You're using hand signals. You're following a set of cat eyes on the back of a patrol cap. You're doing something to where you don't have the luxury of thinking to yourself, wow, Halo 20 is coming out. But then when you get close to your objective and you're getting ready to attack, all pretense to being clandestine is abandoned. And now you're in the time of going loud and fast. In South Carolina, we have reached that moment. We are at the time of going loud and fast. I may do everything in my power and I may be joined by a lot of people to bring the noise to these anti-gunners. And every one of you folks out there in this Senate subcommittee, all 18 of you, including you, Republican Senator Larry Martin, are anti-gunners. And I can't abide that. I cannot abide that. I didn't strap the uniform on and go out there to defend you for you to not defend the Constitution. You have betrayed South Carolina with this. All I wanted was for it to get on the Senate floor for a vote, up or down. That's it. That's all. So, there's probably been some of you out there saying, well, it's easy for you to say, Bill. Well, it is. It is easy for me to say. And so I'm just going to do it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how it's done. Now, one thing I will say, all right, I my following on social media is not gigantic, but within South Carolina, it is, it's okay. And I posted some things up on social media, and I'm going to post this up on social media as well. When I put this out yesterday, I stated that if you wish to join me, contact me here on Facebook, or here's my email address. I got one response. I have seen all of the outrage over this and everything else. And I'm offering... Take care, Glock Ninja. I'm offering you a chance to get in the fight. A real chance to get in the fight. And I got one response. It is not for me to decide what you do or how you do it. However, when I was, another thing that happened when I was in basic training, our drill sergeant, the first time he ever asked for this, you know, we were still in the shock of being in basic training. So, the drill sergeant calls for a volunteer. Two or three guys raise their hands and get up and head his way. He tells them to sit down, and he starts walking in front of us. And he called us all Joe Private. We were all Joe Private. And he's walking up and down screaming at us, telling us, "Hey, Joe, when I call for a volunteer, you better run me over trying to get to me. Every one of you better run me over. Don't sit on the sidelines this time." Social media is a tool, and it's a mobilizing tool. But once you've mobilized, you do have to go out and engage. I'm going to do it, with or without you. I have a better chance of success with you. And I'm going to do it till I'm satisfied. It's not going to cost me anything but time. And it will be time well spent. I've seen this happen in Colorado. I'm seeing this happen in Connecticut. It's happening in New York. There's no reason it cannot happen here. And if I have anything to do with it, it's going to happen here. And it's going to happen here whether it's me by myself and with the backing of Gun Owners of America, or whether I can find some patriots who are willing to fight. I'm not going to assail your loyalty to the Constitution or your patriotism if you don't do it. I'm just telling you I have a better chance of, we have a better chance of succeeding if we join forces. This is going to be sort of Gun Owners of South Carolina, if you will. When we get back, we're going to go somewhere where I would expect this kind of viewpoint to be prevalent in local government on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, I would expect to see this that I'm about to lay on you next. Coming from Ammo Land, we're talking about New Jersey Senate President Steve Sellout Sweeney, who has stated, "I will never support concealed carry." He did this on his Twitter Thursday event with constituents, and then proceeded to blame those same constituents' insistence that he directly answer questions concerning New Jersey gun laws as the reason why common sense solutions can't proceed. You know, let me tell you something. For somebody, even like me in South Carolina, that goes to New Jersey and wants to think about my Second Amendment right, that's a little bit like crossing over into North Korea. Yeah. This, I expect this out of these guys. They think they can ban a gun that's never been used in crime before, like the 50 cal Barrett, and somehow or other crime's going to be going down. Now, there's a rumor going around about Mr. Sweeney, the good senator, the new good Democrat senator from New York, or New Jersey, excuse me. There are some people that are coming forward privately to claim that he has told them in face-to-face conversations that he holds a New Jersey concealed carry permit. Now, wait a minute. Is this one of these good enough for me but not good enough for thee kind of things in New Jersey? Are these rumors and third-party information, are they sufficient as proof? And it really is going to depend on who you ask. If you are a ultra-liberal Democrat in the state legislature, then rumors and innuendo are more than sufficient to launch a full-blown investigation into the slightest misstep by your opponent. If you're the same liberal Democrat that has the rumors swirling about you, however, then they are simply that, nothing more than rumors and slanderous falsehood, engineered and created by your enemies to bring you down a peg so that you can shrug them off dismissively and easily as you shrug off respecting your oath of office. It is highly unlikely that we will ever know whether Senator Steve, I got one but you can't have one, Sweeney, has a concealed carry permit. Now, Senator Sweeney, if he wanted to, he could dispel these notions himself, or he could own up to it himself. New Jersey, don't hold your breath. At least Dianne Feinstein had the guts, and I'm getting sort of loose with that one, to openly admit to having a carry permit herself while simultaneously using her office as a tool to deny that right to others and, you know, wanting to seize your guns all along. Who would have thunk it? Here you have this burly iron worker. Who's bested in the courage department by a frail, narcissistic, shoe polished black wearing hair Marxist out of San Francisco. And I'm using words like courage and guts sort of selectively here because she's a gun grabber, and gun grabbers don't really have the courage to play it up, tool up, and come after your guns themselves. Oh no. They're in the ivory tower. They're going to rule from on high, and they're going to make sure that they protect you from themselves. If it were to turn out that Sweeney has a New Jersey carry permit, do you think he's gone to the effort of completing the training requirements and shooting a qualifying score on the New Jersey State Police test that is mandatory under that law in order to be issued a valid permit? I would have to say probably not. I would have to say it probably got rubber stamped by a sympathetic judge. When that senator says this, when my senator says this in South Carolina, when they say, I will never support this kind of carry, what they're actually saying, both in New Jersey and in South Carolina, is that it is perfectly acceptable to him or her if a random number of innocent citizens are victimized by violent criminals as sacrifices to the altar of the anti-gun ideology religion which they practice. Sort of like Dustin Friedland, you know, the guy who was out Christmas shopping, who happened to drive a Land Rover. Some guys wanted his car. They wanted it bad enough to where they attacked him. He fought back with the only thing he had available, which was a shopping bag and his fists, and caught a round in the head. Because, and you know, we're never going to know whether Mr. Friedland would like to have carried a gun, because he's not around to ask. But at that particular time, He didn't have an option. Somebody, if it's available to you and you opt out of it, hey, that's a different story altogether. But if you don't have the option, if it's not available for you to exercise the right, well, then I sort of have to lay it at the feet of the government that made that happen. When Senator Larry Martin says that we're not supposed to carry guns outside the home because of his view of the Second Amendment, when Senate President Steve Sweeney out of New Jersey says concealed carry is not something he's going to support, what they're saying is they don't care how many women are brutalized and raped and often murdered after both things happen to them because the choice to defend themselves has been taken out of their hands. Especially if they were to do so and it might otherwise cost them votes. He's saying that the people of New Jersey are the little people. These annoying constituents who continue to pester him with questions about why he's not taking his oath to defend their rights more seriously. And when he says, as long as I am Senate President, you can rest assured that not a single anti-gun bill will reach the House floor, what he really meant to say was, I'll sell you and your rights out from under you in a heartbeat if I decide that keeping my word might cost me higher office. So, Senator Sweeney, question for you. Are you willing to sort of man up and maybe come clean and publicly state whether or not you do have this permit? And if you do, what makes you think that your life and the lives of your loved ones are any more valuable than those of your constituents and their families and loved ones that you swore an oath to protect, to do everything in your power to see to it that the Constitution was upheld? And I can take and superimpose Republican Senator Larry Martin onto the whole diatribe about Democratic Senator Steve Sweeney from New Jersey. You guys are saying that you don't trust us, or you're saying we're not worthy, or whatever you're saying. First of all, you're wrong. Now, if you want to come off of a third floor doing three or four gainers on the way down and land in your pants, both legs at one time, I'm going to start considering you to be an exceptional breed of human. But you can't do that. You're not going to do that. You're not even capable of imagining that. You are no better than anybody whom you serve. Get ready to line up. We're going to flip into the next hour. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.